So here's where we want to go. I said turn to Galatians 3 and 26, right? 25, I read 25. He said in 26, for you all are the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For many of you as have been baptized into Christ have what? Put on Christ. Notice what he said you are put on. You are put on who? Christ. Ephesians 2, 1 and 22, I believe. Maybe 23. It says, Christ is the head and we are his body. You have put on Christ. Now that you put on Christ, now watch what he said next. Go to the next verse. There is neither what? Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond. There is neither. I want to read that again. Once you put on Christ, we're still talking about fighting a good fight of faith. We have what we call different denomination, different groups, a different name, right? I'm Baptist, I'm Methodist, I'm Pentecostal, I'm Charismatic, I'm Presbyterian, I'm this. And we talk about Baptist faith, Methodist faith, Presbyterian faith, Pentecostal faith, and Charismatic, and so forth and so on. We talk about different faith. But the Bible, now watch it, we're going to stay right here. But the Bible says there's one Lord. What? One faith. One baptism, one God, Father of all, in all, and through all. And didn't it say that? It's in Ephesians chapter 4, if we need to turn there and read it. But look what it said here. There is neither. We're the body of Christ. We just read in verse 27. 26. Let me see. Yeah. 27, we've all been put in Christ. We have been put in Christ. 28 said, there is neither what? Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond. That dollar word. Once you're in Christ, ain't nobody bound up and nobody free. Then once you get in Christ, ain't no brother, sister, female, male. You understand? We're one. Now watch it. Romans 12, don't turn there. Romans 12, 3 said, I'm quoting the last part of that verse. God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. And then Mark says, in Mark 11, 22, have faith in God. Another translation says it like this, have the God kind of faith. Watch it. If I'm in Christ Jesus, you're in Christ Jesus, there's neither black nor white, there's neither male nor female. There's neither Jew nor Gentile. There's neither bond nor free. Every one of us has been given a measure of this God kind of faith. Then Paul writing to Timothy, said, now fight the good fight of faith. Why did he tell us to fight the good fight of faith? When you walk by faith, when you use your faith, faith always wins. When it's fully developed. When it's developed. If you have just a little tad, it's enough to get you born again. But the bigger things in life, what I mean by bigger things that come against you, you not develop your faith. you'll find yourself sitting on the sideline whining and crying, I don't know what I'm going to do. And that's the reason why faith must be developed, it must grow, it must be exercised, it should be used every day of your life. You don't go through some days and periods of days that you don't breathe. You breathe every day, all day. Faith is that way. All right? So once we realize that there's only one kind of faith, and this faith has been proven by God that it is his faith, do you know of anything that God didn't do, couldn't do? In the beginning, what happened? God created the heaven and the earth. Then verse 3 tells us how he did it. God said, wonder why did he say it? Because what he wanted was in what he said. God said that, then he said to you, for verily I say unto who you, that whosoever shall say. Huh? Who? Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea. God said, and what God said, God saw. Then Jesus said, now you do this. He spoke to a fig tree. We know that. So what am I saying? We have been brought into this kingdom. And this kingdom is energized. It operates. Let me give it to you like this. Now, you hear me talk on this microphone right now. Kill it, Jeffrey, real quick. Give me back. Thank you. What am I saying? Who is God? Get it now. Who is God? God is love. This is why we have to understand love caused everything to operate. You see, he got all that stuff there. You see it. You see all that stuff. You can see it. But if you cut the power, it just sit there. Won't do nothing. That's why we're in that book, Love the Way to Victory. You're getting it? Love would make your faith work. And that's why he told you, because when you were born again, he put his love into your heart. Didn't he do it? He shed his love abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. And love is what makes faith work. And then he gave us his faith, and he said, now fight the good fight. Why you fight it? Why do you tell you fight the good? Because you'll win every time. You'll win every time. Your faith will cause you to come out on top every time.